All right, checking. Looks like it's recording. All right, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show. I hope everybody's enjoying the M-class and X-class flares that seem to be slamming us one after another. Just hang in there. They do bring up issues, so it's good to become the observer with all these new energies coming in. But, you know, we've got a full moon you know, along with all these other energies coming in. So just hang on and a good time to do cave and go within and observe, you know, what you're feeling and what's going on. And give your body a rest, too, because your body's going to have to catch up with these new energies. But it's a really intense time. And just know you're not alone in this process. And the process is well underway, the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. But anyway, I've got a great show. I've got Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, and she's a soul-reaching teacher and healer recognized throughout by psychics and healers and identified in Akashic records and classified quantum access technologies as a true archetype of Sophia Magdalene on Earth. She is also the great-granddaughter of President Eisenhower, and since young has felt profoundly strong calling to serve humanity and assist us in breaking free of the false matrix and the misuses of power that threaten our freedom. Continuing both the Eisenhower and Magdalene legacies, she has battled dark hidden forces and agendas in order to protect humanity from larger global crises, including the recruitment of a colony on Mars that represented a timeline that she refused to go along with. Growing up around political leaders and influential people, Laura easily accessed the part of her nature that will not rest until global freedom, justice, and peace on Earth are established, as well as our reconnection with the source energy, unity consciousness, and the vast universe, including all races, star systems, and dimensions. And if you want to get more information with her, you can just go to, you know, http://cosmicgaia2012.com. That's cosmicgaia2012.com. And we have that up on the radio site as well. So if you want to check in on that and get more information on that. But without any further ado, are you with us,
Laura? I'm with you. Hi there.
Hey, welcome to the show again.
Thank you so much. Good to be here again.
Yeah, a lot has transpired since we've last talked. And I love your bio. You know, I could actually paste that on my bio as well, almost, other than the relationship part of it. But you know, we've always dedicated our lives here to the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth and exposing some of these darker archetypes and stopping them from moving forward with their agenda, which is really not serving anybody, not even them, but they don't know that.
Right.
We can talk about, there's so many different areas we could go into. I'd love to talk about your take on maybe what's happening with the earth, where you feel the earth is going, you know, in this process, and maybe some of the things we need to do to adjust and assist in this process.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's pretty intense, and it has been for a while. You know, we definitely can easily tune into the imbalance, but also the incorruptible spirit of this planetary body, Gaia. You know, and how beyond the physical, there is this sense of wholeness and this sense of freedom and this sense of really being alive, regardless of what's happening in the physical. There is, it's not dissociation, but it's just this knowingness that we're going to make it through and that this particular dimension is just one experience amongst many dimensions, but it's very, very, very troubled. And so, you know, I mean, this is an intense shift time right now as there's just the continuation of the secrecy and, you know, the continued ignorance of humanity that is not their fault. So I don't say ignorant as in not intelligent, but ignorant in the sense that they're being tricked and fooled. And then, of course, there's us that are, you know, feeling the urgency run through our veins all the time to really get the message out, to steer them away from being led into a direction that isn't the truth. And so, you know, with things like the starvation and the famine going on in Somalia and other parts of the world that are just so torn, knowing that teleportation and time travel exists and that the secret government has been using it without our knowledge, using our tax dollars, you know, it's gotten to the point where we have got to get really loud. And really, I guess where I feel things are is that we have to get the truth movement to the White House. And if not the White House, which it will be anyway, that's a given. But until then, you know, really getting it out there that there's no excuse for what's going on in the world when they have the ability to get food and supplies to these people in minutes, and that there's technologies that can assist them in having all their needs met, and that the criminal activity going on behind the scenes is absolutely just unbelievable. And so, you know, I put a lot of focus on the feminine, and, you know, in my bio, it's really just about being a vessel and a voice for that, you know, amongst many, because it's a universal energy that we can all tap into, that we're all made of. And so I just really encourage people to find that inner balance and do the inner soul work and really promote the disclosure of these technologies rather than wait for the government to disclose, you know, the truth that there are extraterrestrials, because that's just one step of it that they would disclose that. But the other thing is, are they going to really disclose what they've been doing behind our backs and what these ET races is really represented in the government? I mean, it's one thing to disclose their presence. It's another thing to really say what these, what their presence has been and how influential it has been to their decision making. And of course, you know, keeping us from the truth of the higher races that are here to assist us, and maybe painting the ones that aren't very benevolent as being positive is a danger that we have, because there is a takeover and there is that threat of these lower entities wanting to have total dominance and control. And so we need to have our attention on, you know, the higher races and their assistance, our connection to source, and really focusing on the soul work in our planetary body rather than looking to the government to finally give us information that we might need. I think we need to go knocking on their door and have them answer our questions rather than us sit around and wait for them to do the right thing, because I just don't see that happening.
No. You know, I noticed that Mary once said, I love, she had a saying, and she once said that, you know, that peace shall never come through governments and religions, but through the hearts and minds of the people.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and it does seem that educating the people is so important right now to realize, you know, what are our options, that, you know, we do have peace, you know, universal peace as an option, and we do have an option to align with these benevolent beings, and it's time to come clean with the not so benevolent, you know, activity that's been going on and the byproduct of that. And we can see, you know, very clearly, you know, that, you know, the shape that the world is in right now, that whoever's in charge or has been in charge is just run amok and has no respect for life, either human life or nature or the planet itself.
Yep. And they just sit on those all the solutions, and they use it for their agendas. And this is what, you know, this conference, or excuse me, this truth event is going to really be about, you know, the truth of life on Mars, the truth of what's been happening and what technologies they've been using behind our back to implement such an agenda that, you know, is connected to, of course, Alternative 3 established in the Eisenhower administration. So, I mean, I do feel a tremendous responsibility. I can't say that all the decisions that Eisenhower made might have been the best, but I do know that he was already dealing with a government that was in major takeover of, you know, the Draco-Reptilian control. And I think, you know, his hands are tied. But, you know, I'm not really here to speak on his behalf, but I do feel the need to dismantle, you know, the military-industrial extraterrestrial complex in regards to the negative beings. And because they don't like the light and because they don't like the truth and what we represent, we really have nothing to be scared of. No matter what we hear about them and how scary it sounds, they are completely way more afraid of us. Mm-hmm. It's just they're so able to manipulate people and get into their weaknesses and manipulate through those places of weakness that we need to strengthen through integration and through really understanding who we really are and what our true origins are. That's what really strengthens us. And, you know, I've had a lot of experiences, you know, also just, you know, in the desert, working with, doing these Icarus and kind of invoking, you know, challenging, difficult entities and really realizing that there's easy ways to repel them just through laughter and joy and just holding your light. And so I was kind of trained to sort of know how to do that. I wasn't really under attack except for by the humans that they possess to manipulate me. But just getting into the practice of understanding how to handle those forces when they come at you by actually not really invoking them, but in a sense bringing them into closer proximity, one is able to see that, you know, just simply holding your light and your laughter and your joy and a high frequency, they morph into something else and they actually, you know, don't have really any power at all. Mm-hmm. And it was by accident I showed up there. It wasn't like I signed up to go, you know, evoke dark entities, but I learned a lot, you know, especially living in the wilderness for so long and just playing with energy and just seeing, you know, this is not really complicated for us to get out of what we're in. It's just a reflection of the imbalance in our humanity that attracts these darker entities, and they just they chose to use the ones that are service to self and power hungry as great hosts, because there's that weakness in them that they feed on and they're able to possess them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when we cultivate, you know, love and unity and wisdom, you know, we're good to go. And I just think that a lot of us, you know, are devoted to bringing as many with us as we can. And that's why we're here. Because I certainly don't feel trapped and imprisoned, but I know that we're dealing with a very veiled and very, just very screwed up world. And, and like you, and this is what I love about what you represent, because you really do see it holistically. You see all sides of it. You know, really are embodying the perspective to really undo it. And so I definitely can imagine that our bios would be very much alike.
Yeah. You know, I agree with that. The one of the problems I've seen, you know, I always tell people that, you know, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of the whole picture, you know, both sides of the coin, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly, not just one side. And you know, we need to be aware of all of it and take a balanced approach to it. And I see a lot of people say, oh, you're talking about doom and gloom and fear, you know, and you talk about earth changes and things like that. And I said, well, I don't have any fear about them. I said, I can talk about them with loving detachment. And it just is, you know, but I'm not going to be in denial and say these things aren't happening. So I think it is really important that we, you know, step off our high horse and stop giving our power away to all these gurus that tell you everything's going to be fine, and start being personally accountable and responsible for our environment and you know, taking care of it on every level.
Oh, I totally agree. And I get frustrated because, I mean, there is that new age deception that is happening, where we can kind of push it all under the rug, be in denial, and just sort of dream it away or have positive thoughts. And sure, we can do that as far as how we carry our energy and our frequency, but without really penetrating it and planting the seed of light in the darkest of places, it's just going to continue to, you know, grow like a cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of these New Age teachings, and I'm not against New Agers. I'm not against anybody.
Me neither. Just that one aspect of deception. Just like there's always a seed of darkness in the light, and there's always a seed of light in the darkness. And there are just some aspects that I notice are slightly led astray, but I certainly have no issue with the New Age movement or anybody who claims to be New Agey at all. It's just there can be a bit of a trap when you're not in the holistic sort of able to grasp all of it, and you're just on one level. But I think the intention is great, and I think it does more good than harm. But I think it's also important to just make sure that the alchemy needs to recognize the darkness in order to create transmutation. And I just think that's a huge piece that some might be missing, but they're still bringing an important piece in.
I agree. Yeah, there is. What I was going to talk about is there's a missing piece, but that was actually created. And a lot of people don't realize some of the New Age programs are actually created by certain agencies. They began in these agencies, in these think tanks, and were put out. And one of the main programs they're sending out is that there is no darkness. If you see in darkness, it's in you. And you know, there's something wrong with you. If you do see something wrong or something dark, that's you. And you know, they just lay another guilt trip or another program. And if you agree to that program, then by not looking at the darkness, even your own dark side or issues or whatever, is that you give it free rein, you know, to continue, you know, it will continue and grow. And, you know, if you don't shed some light on it, and that's my thing, because I know where some of these programs started, and a lot of some of the New Age thought programs started. And it's all about, you know, a good example is like The Secret. You know, it had some really good information, but it was an infomercial on materialism in the end. And I go, well, what about just being happy for no reason? What about just being in joy without all the toys? You know,
yeah,
why do you need all the toys? You know, the wife to die for, the giant house, you know, the 10 cars. Why do you need all that crap to be happy? There's no emotions in that stuff. It's all within you. They're just touchstones. They miss that point. And as I said before, the other one I think is a dangerous program that is running, is that everything is good. There is no evil. There is no negative. And if you are seeing something negative, that it's within you. And then they say there's no earth changes, there won't be any earth changes. We're all going to hold hands and sing Kumbaya in a sense, and I just go, well, I said, we're not talking prophecy anymore. We're talking statistics, so,
Oh my gosh,
but,
you give me the goosebumps. I'm so happy you say all this.
yeah, but it's interesting because we are in the middle of major changes and they are escalating exponentially. And with the amount of quakes and volcanoes and tsunamis and all these other things, it is escalating. There's no doubt about it. So, we can't be in denial of these things and we need to pay attention to them and move, flow with them, move with them instead of standing there in ignorance and watching yourself, get hit by a, 200-foot tidal wave or something,
Right, because a lot of this information, whether it be fear-mongering or whether it be over-amplifying the positive and saying no evil exists, when we pay too much attention to that information, it pulls us out of our center and we're following a belief system or a program which doesn't allow us to really protect ourselves and be in the right place at the right time. It's like when we're really centered and we really are in touch with our own truth and all aspects in creation, then I really feel that we are more, organically connected to where we want to be and where we need to be. And I'm not saying that there isn't, a purpose behind getting led astray and getting lost and finding oneself again. And I don't feel like there's mistakes, because I think everybody does manifest their own wake-up calls. And that's what the zodiac is about, is that we're given these, prints to sort of help us as a gift to kind of help us break free, and that it's just different for everybody. But it's so easy for people to just buy into any kind of programming and just say, okay, well, they said this, so therefore it must be this. And I encourage people, I have a lot to say, but my main point is to really dig deep and really know who you are, know your truth, and get really in touch with that, because you can't just be running on other people's information.
Oh,
you can be
yeah.
you can be inspired by it, you can be touched by it, you can, open your mind to it and have it be an exercise to awaken to your own stuff, but to just completely, give up that search within you for somebody else's info, no matter what it is, I think is, dangerous.
I
And
agree.
yeah, and I was saying to people, or I don't know where I was saying it, but this is what I think. That happiness thing and stuff, it's what's amazing is, and I think I might have said this on your last show, and I'm not trying to be redundant, but you brought up such an excellent point. When you see, two homeless people, you can see one who's a victim and who, might be an alcoholic or be begging for money and is completely and totally in victim consciousness, or you can see somebody who's totally in the light and has no attachments and is just manifesting the things they need as they go along, even though they have nothing to claim as their own. They just carry a certain vibration that allows that exchange, because we are co-creative with, of course, the energies around us. And then, of course, somebody with a ton of money who might be depressed and suicidal, and somebody else who might be giving it to those in need. It's just, no matter what our resources are or lack of resources, our state of mind is something that we have control over. And if we think like sailors do, where they can't control the wind or the water, but they can control the rudder and the sails, then we can be more in a dance with life rather than having our willfulness, need something in order for it to produce a result. It's like, regardless, of the resources or lack of it, if we can just appreciate whatever we're given or not given and just ride with it, I don't see any reason to fall into despair, except for maybe the empathy that we feel or the compassion or, certain losses and normal things that we, might feel that I don't think should be repressed either. But, on a grand scale, well-being and contentment, should not rely on anything. But I certainly don't think anybody should repress anger or sorrow or compassion or empathy either. It's just, there's just ways to really appreciate the elements within us, fire, air, earth, water, and find balance, without discarding anything or, overblowing one particular aspect out of a belief system. So, anyway.
I know the Tibetans have a saying. They call it, oh God, I'm trying to remember. There's a name for it. The best interpretation I give is justifiable anger. And they said that rather than suppress it, they said sometimes anger is justified, and they don't suppress it. They use it. They guide it, as an energy. And they utilize it, and when it comes up, they utilize it for it to affect a change or whatever else. But
Yeah.
it's kind of interesting when you think about that. And I think that's what humanity is on that edge of right now, is where they've been late had so many guilt trips on them, and they've been so suppressed on so many levels that now all these scenarios are being played out for them, and you know, and it's pushing them to actually force a response, where for so many years they've just been sheeple, you know, and being, you know, led to slaughter basically, and being sheared and thrown back out in the jungle again. But I think it's all coming to a head now, and it's coming to a climax where people are going to have to rise up and go, you know what, enough is enough, and not push it under the rug and say everything is love and everything is joy, and say, you know, things are not right here, and things need some major course corrections, and need to be redirected, and it's time to get on with it, and you know, get on with our own personal responsibility on how we're adding to the problem or we're becoming the solution, either way.
Right, totally. And anger is really important in a lot of ways because, you know, it's the same fire that passion is connected with. It's just, you know, if one can channel it into the passion to create divine justice, then one isn't letting the anger eat at them or taking it out on the wrong people. They're using it to affect change, just like you said. And it's funny because I got into kind of an argument with somebody who, and I don't like to argue, but it was sort of about my unity consciousness thing and how, you know, the conversation got weird because I was they said I was anti-white because I wasn't all about the Aryans and this and that, because I like embrace all colors, all races, and this and that. And it got kind of weird. I had no idea what this person's background is, but they, you know, were saying all this weird stuff, and I got a, I wouldn't say defensive, but I was just really, you know, stating my point of view and making it very clear and standing firmly, and you know, maybe a few F words here and there, and then, but it was okay. But it was just like, come on already, like, you know, you better be more concerned about where your soul's going than your white skin, because that's just skin, you know. And it just got kind of intense, and then I said, I better check out what this person's all about, and it was a big time sort of Nazi person,
Oh, yeah.
and so I changed my status and said I lived in another country, just in case. But I mean, but at the same time, it's just like I get severely pissed off. But, you know, I realize that I'm not afraid. I might just want to be protective because I have, you know, family, but I'm really not afraid of any of these beings or any of these type of people. And when they threaten to kill, it's just like a joke to me. It's like, how is threatening to kill me scary? It's like, I just don't see where that's manipulative, because there is no true death. And that's the problem with these agendas, is they're totally feeding on this concept of death. They're so obsessed with the physical. They all want to inhabit planet Earth, and it's all about this fight for who's going to own planet Earth. And, you know, in the end, Gaia's got the final say, and that's the supreme agenda. And there's no agenda that can come close to it. And so I can only just laugh at this point. I get angry, but it turns to laughter so quick.
Yeah, I always tell people nature has the last word, you know, and you know, there's that other saying, man plans and God laughs, and you know, or the goddess laughs, whichever one you want to say. But I've seen so many plans, you know, everybody's worried about this agenda and that agenda. And I said, you know, they can try every agenda they want, but the real agenda is going to be nature, and she's going to ascend and go to the next level. And if people can't match the frequency of that process, they're not going to be here. So these other guys can just keep throwing themselves into their own self-created pit and keep lowering their frequency and creating more karma and everything else, but all they're doing is ensuring their demise.
I know, and everything is set up that way too. And people who aren't, you know, really in the battle part of it or the war part of it, they're in it on another level. They're becoming addicted to the things that are coming out of the TV. They're getting so used to things that are not enabling them to have a lighter, you know, consciousness. And it's just interesting to see, because they become so desensitized that they become immune to the beings that they're actually, you know, should be trying to break free of. And it's like, I'm not here to preach. If people want to stay in this cycle, go for it. But, you know, those who don't, you know, need to see the warning signs, because I do a lot of readings and I see people, they don't even notice the negative beings because they're like friends with them. They agree with them, and they do destructive things to their life and to themselves that these beings, you know, just encourage, but they think it's okay. They think it's normal because it's so ingrained in our culture and in our society that we can't even tell the difference anymore. And actually having integrity and concepts like sacred union and really understanding the word sacred is just like foreign and gets made fun of. And it's just unbelievable to me. So,
well, I always tell people, yeah, the lack I always tell people, they said, well, how, you talk about the chemtrails and, the wars, the six wars that we're in, that I guess they're only claiming threes and everything else. And people are asking about that. Well, there's got to be something else going on, because this is not human. This is very inhuman behavior. And I said, bingo, you finally figured it out,
Right. I mean, it's, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, and another quote, it was from a very, I mean, it's a quote you and I could easily come up with, but nature has, I mean, man has no right to destroy, only nature does. And this is not natural. I mean, this is an artificial system. Time is artificial. Time, is basically pretty much run like a technology is run, and it has to be reset after a certain amount of cycles. And so what the Mayans seem to understand, and what a lot of us understand, is that, supposedly time will be ending around, 2012, this December 21st date. But it's really because they won't be able to reset it, because the dark forces are being shut out and they're not able to come in anymore, because there's so many openings here and there over history that'll allow these entities in, and now it's sealed and no more can come in, and those that are here are now trapped. Now, partly intuition says that, and then some other information that I've heard from others. But when one thinks about it, and they have time travel and teleportation, they're existing outside of the laws of time, yet we're kind of stuck in it. And they can age reverse, and here we are, aging away. But they only use age reversal as a way to stay immortal. Their technologies are for them to be able to stay on planet Earth and not go through a death cycle, because they probably know they're going to go to hell, or they might not believe in hell. But what it comes down to is that these different, technologies, are just to keep them, in the physical, where once we, go beyond that, and realize that this is all an artificial setup, then we're really in for the real experience. And the reason there's a lot of pedophilia is because of the age reversal. You find that you got young people in big people's bodies, and grown-up people in babies' bodies, and so the boundary between, father, child, or an older and a younger being is blurred. And the reason, so many really weird things go on, that we hear about, is because of the effect these technologies have on the consciousness of that being, and how the boundaries are gone. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it seems like they seem to be sucking off of younger energies and one of their technologies in more than one way or another. I was reading some articles the other day, and they have a lot of lawsuits and things in the court where I guess a lot of children have disappeared, directly related to the Queen, and orphans and things like that over in Canada and over in Australia, and people are saying, what did you do with these kids? They're all gone, and I've got a pretty good idea what happened to them, because they can't produce them. They can't come up with where. And they said they're, going to teach them, they're going to put them in these schools, and they're going to give them a really high education, they're going to do
Yeah.
this, but these kids are gone. I mean, they have disappeared, and so, I mean, that's not looking very pretty there.
Yeah, they're probably being taken into underground bases and being tortured, because, they wear these necro packs, and it holds the energy of the children that they harm, so, and to give the kind of cyborg, sort of robotic type being some level of an emotional body, and they take it, they steal it. And so, I mean, I personally, I can't sit for any length of time for very long, and not be processing or strategizing how to put an end to this. And I just really hope that other people will start to feel as passionate about, this as you and I and others do, to stop this. Because some people are like, well, it doesn't affect me, so why should I worry about it? And it does. We're a global family. It affects all of us. Everything affects all of us. And even if it didn't, it's wrong, and it needs to stop.
I agree. I just did a counseling with a woman. I can't mention her name, but it was she was having dreams and visions, and she was actually feeling those children and seeing them, and she didn't know anything about this, and she was seeing through their eyes what was going on, and it was just horrendous, and she had to clear all that, and she thought she was going crazy or nuts. And then when she realized it was true and it was happening, and that she was actually viewing that through their eyes, and it was a major release, on her part to have that happen. But the it's amazing how even without, the conspiracy theories and everything else, you're having people that are actually remote viewing this or seeing this or are giving detailed information that is coming out in the whistleblower technology. Whistleblowers are bringing all this crazy technology out and all the withheld technology and some of the what are the biological experiments, they're adding different DNAs to humans and super soldier and all that stuff that they're doing. It's just pure, it's just pure insane. It's inhuman, bottom line. It's not human behavior.
Right. Yeah, James Casbolt. I'm blown away by that, the information he's been sharing. And for people listening, you can get it online. He's written about 10 chapters, and he basically was raised in these underground bases and went through unbelievable things and was trained to be a super soldier, but has been able to deprogram enough to share it, but knows that it's there's a fine line. It's hard to break free completely, and that he's afraid that they're going to use him to implement the New World Order agenda. So he's getting as much as he can out because, once you deprogram one thing, you find that there's other layers beneath it, and there's suicide programmings if you start to talk. I mean, you're basically being used as a computer, and to pass information between people and to just really be used to store information rather than because they don't want to use the internet. And so they use these people, and these are our leaders. These are people we see on the news. These are famous names, and and I'm just ready to knock on the door, and I don't care, what I have to greet. I just have no fear about it. It's just I know that we carry, enough love and strength to be able to do something where most would not want to tread, and I'm willing to do it. Or I think it'd be probably wiser to just find some kind of group within those circles because there are intel wars going on, and really seek their assistance and come together more because I know that a lot in those like in the secret government, there's plenty on the good side that are trying to put an end to it, but they just know that they can't disclose it because of the horror and the shock that people would go through. But I say, let the people get shocked and horrified, because if we don't solve it, they're going to be way more shocked and horrified at the end result rather than finding out now. It's kind of like, should your husband tell you he's cheating now, or do you want to find out later when he's impregnated her? I mean,
Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, it's pretty crazy because I've seen over and over again, people with all the whistleblowers that are coming out and talking about, some of the things that you've been privy to as far as the jump rooms, and the teleportation technologies. And I know for a fact that there are devices, and I've actually worked on those devices that would provide all the energy needs of a village, a very small unit, and it would also clear the water and actually oxygenate the water, in a way that would actually be healing. So you could go into a place where the water is bad, that everybody was sick or whatever, and you'd hook up one of these devices. They'd have clean, fresh, healing water, all the energy needs they needed, for that village to do whatever they wanted with it, and then and go on, from there. And these devices, they have bigger models, about the size of a bedroom that would run an entire city, without fuel. And these other smaller models that are not only put out amazing amount of wattage, they also are anti-gravity. And we have this technology, and I think it's so insane. Here we're shooting up, our heroes, our astronauts. We're shooting them up on these giant firecrackers, hoping they'll get back, and not burn up, on the way back. And yeah, in airline crashes and everything else, you'd never have an airline crash with these devices, with the anti-gravity or counter-gravity devices on them. It's just amazing that what these technologies can do. And a lot of the frequencies coming out of these are zero-point energy frequencies that are healing. They're extreme healing technologies and regeneration technologies. So, they have these, what is it, 24-hour soldier, a guy gets wounded, they take him in and hook him up, and repair him and put him back out on the field in 24 hours. I think that's pretty amazing. But I mean, all of these technologies could be implemented, right now, but unfortunately, we do have the war industry and the oil industry and the pharmaceutical industry running the program. They don't want cures. You know,
Yep.
they don't want any of these cures.
They don't want what?
They don't want the cures. They don't want
Oh,
to,
yeah.
you know,
Oh,
they
I
don't want the
know.
cures. They don't want the fuelless energy tech. They don't want to clean up the environment. You know, they want it to continue, you know, business as usual, and it's pure greed. And as I said before, there's when you get to the top of this program, it's very inhuman. You know, these I don't think these people have a soul anymore.
Yeah. Yep. I yep, they're demons. I mean, I don't know what else to they're inorganic too. It's just and this is what when one goes into myth and understands, you know, the Gnostic perspective and some of the myths about Sophia and just, you know, some way, you know, the origins of the Archons and these dark
Oh,
entities
yeah.
and the thing is it's like if we could pull everybody out of the belief systems and back into understanding the divine power within themselves, there would be nothing for these entities to feed on, and we just are so vulnerable as a planet being led astray that it's just so easy. It's just kind of like we see this in our own lives, you know what? And we see this in the way we handle our relationships. Most people don't want to be controlled, abused, cheated on, hurt, and they take a stand. And on a global level, as long as they think that these guys are good, they're fine with it. And everything just seems normal, and it's about terrorists, it's the environment, it's this and that. They can come up with all these excuses, but until they really know what's going on, we're easily taken over, and you know, have a infestation of these lower entities because there's nothing of a true the true light and the true spark within everybody is not illuminated, but it's there, and it's just so veiled by these belief systems and this false trust. And so, you know, I mean, I think we're doing a great job. I think the word is really spreading and it's going to continue to. And people are going to, you know, have to go through that initial shock and then, you know, regenerate into who they truly are. And because nothing can harm you when you walk in your own power. And there's just not enough people on the planet doing that. And so this just continues and continues. But I
Yeah.
really think, you know, there's a lot of plans that they've put on hold because they know that there's a movement that's all over it. The minute they, you know, put another false flag down or another disaster happens, the amount of information that folks like we know and you and I and just tons of others are going to be on it and going to be reporting about it. And the anger is going to get even more determined to create that justice. So I think, you know, with their remote viewing and their quantum access technologies and the fact that they were able to see a lot in the future already on a positive level, that's due to our awakening. And I think that they really can't do too much to stop it, except for try and tear down as many as they can as their final, you know, straw.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, the thing is, yeah, I mean, Andrew, when he time traveled into the future, he saw more than one timeline. And as we know, there's obviously multi dimensions, and where we choose to carry our vibration is what we attract to ourselves as far as where we end up. But what I love, what about, you know, about what you said, that if one notices darkness, it must be coming from them. That darkness was there before that person even noticed it was there. And so that's a ridiculous assumption. But as far as the grander picture, you know, just holding our truth, you know, it will take us out of this. But
No,
yeah.
it's that same program I see over it that, you know, people, you know, and this is not to bash Christianity, but, you know, it's a very disempowering program to lay all the burden on Jesus, you know, and then say, you know, well, Jesus died for our sin in sins. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, people were sinning before he came on this planet, and they were sinning long after he came on this planet. And after he died, they continued to sin. So it that makes no sense whatsoever, you know, that program. And then to lay fear and guilt and unworthiness programs on you, which are separators, you know, from God. They actually separate you from God, which is, you know, in its most unlimited understanding, just pure love and joy and bliss. It doesn't even have an ego to judge. Those programs are so they're so dehumanizing and demoralizing and disempowering, and they totally take away individual responsibility. And you know, when I see people painting, you know, Jesus's name on bombs, or Moses's name from Moses to Saddam, you know, on bombs and things like that, I just go, what is wrong with this picture? You know, what, you know, who would Jesus bomb? Come on, you know, let's really think about this. You know, who, what
my
I'm gonna,
gosh.
yeah, thou shalt not kill. And you just see how twisted this became, into these religious wars. And there is no such thing as a religious war. That there's no war that's holy. They're all because one man wanted what another man had, or one king or leader wanted what another leader had, be it natural resources or gold or women or whatever. That if you really look into the real cause of every one of these wars, it's all about resources or one kingdom having what another one wanted. That's the bottom line.
Yep, conquest. And then,
Mm-hmm.
that energy, has fed into to relationship. It's because it's such a program, and it ends up sort of just emanating and being like what we receive as far as the frequencies in our environment through television, through cell tower, and everything. People pick up on it, and then the male tendency has been to have conquest and to win the woman and to steal, and this isn't, just about men either. It's twisted, the feminine and how, she's learned to manipulate to get her way and to use, sex as power, knowing that that's, really the game to be played. And so everybody gets more caught up in how can they play the game best rather than how to stop the game completely and return to what our true essence is. And,
I agree.
Jesus and Magdalene, that whole story was about liberation, and they were just trying to liberate us from this system.
Mm-hmm.
And then they took those two characters and they plugged them right into the falseness and manipulated, their whole message. And it was never supposed to be about worship.
Oh,
it was
no.
just meant to be, just about liberation and the encouragement of being, the divine light that we are.
Yeah, keeping it simple. He did say, on this law lies all the laws and prophets. And he said, love God with all your heart and your neighbors as yourself. So the law of love supersedes all the other programs, all the other laws and everything else. And if we got back to that simplicity of basically, okay, what is love behind this process that I'm doing? Is love behind my actions? Is it behind my thoughts? Is it serving? The ultimate power is service and love flowing through you in service. That's the ultimate power. And we have to ask ourselves, what are we doing that's in service and in love? And what are we doing that is a disservice to humanity and nature and not out of love? And we can get down to basics and break it down and just lay it all out, and it's so simple. But we have agency upon agency upon agency that thinks it's okay to, enslave and overpower others and what do you call it? I'm trying to think of the name for it. It's just a game of extortion, basically, and it's all okay. And there's agency after agency extorting money and labor and whatever from their fellow man, and they need to back up and go, wait a second, I need to start creating from my center. I need to create something good. I need to create something that benefits humanity and nature, and I need to stop, oppressing and overpowering others. No matter what color they are, what culture they are, it doesn't matter. This entitlement game and this special game has to come to an end.
Oh, I know. I just posted something too about, the queen is sitting just in her crown jewels, has enough money to solve the problem, not to mention the technologies that could solve it. It's just, how does somebody get these titles of royalty with that type of mentality? And that's, why even go there? Because we know what goes on underneath the surface of the royal family and the monarchy and the Vatican and the government. But for those that, are just touching up upon this, I'm surprised that they just can't open their eyes and see it because it is so in our face. It doesn't take much to just notice something's majorly wrong. And it's, it's just amazing how much the external defines everything and the internal is like the last frontier. And it's just like, go into the abyss, go through that underworld, go walk the labyrinth, of the soul people. It's like, and do that alchemy because, that's really where it's at, because the deprogramming is everything. And, because what it does is it turns us against each other. When we start to plug into that, we find, the vibration even from a television, the ELF, the low frequency energies that are emitted are using the sounds on a very silent level of the tortured children. And this is what I heard from whistleblowers, that the actual energy that's emitted into our environment, the reason that they torture children is to be able to record that energy or then send it out. So it makes us all grumpy, angry, frustrated, dissatisfied. We turn against each other. Marriages break up. It's hard to create, true union, communities fall apart. It's, you know, and the thing is, it's that's a lot of what's going on underground too, is that it's to capture that vibration in order to send it into the environment. And of course they do that at sacred sites, and that's what the rituals are all about, and why, you know, all that occult knowledge that they have, that they use all the natural free energy in the universe and the natural, you know, creative energy of Gaia. It's just like they've taken all that occult information and they've inverted it in order to just feed it nothing but negativity. Mm-hmm. And even somebody who defected from the Church of Satan, basically the main church behind the Illuminati, has the Divine Feminine as their number one target to turn us against. Mm-hmm. And somebody did a huge presentation at Free Your Mind Conference, who was in the church and even proved it with the documentation that he was welcomed in, talked about everything that they do. And it's all about, you know, mocking the police, because the police, you know, wear certain things that just show the symbology of the darkness that they're all about. But of course the police think they're serving humanity, even though they get egos with the gun and they start to misuse their power. But, you know, the deepest and deepest roots of the power structures on our planet have the feminine energy targeted within men and women. It's not females as in gender. It's just the feminine energy, the right left brain thing and everything. And it's just so troubling to see that, because they have the numbers down. They even have how they're going to make sure that Jacob's Ladder and the Stairway to Heaven's not there, and they're trying to shut down the natural Stargate. And even, you know, whistleblowers of Area 51 and the scientists that used to work for MJ-12 have reported the same thing, that they've been trying to shut down the natural Stargates, because we're all natural Stargates, of course, with our chakra systems going into these high vibrations. And so on that level, of course, they're trying to shut us down. But on the larger level, you know, the Looking Glass technologies create the artificial Stargates, but the natural Stargate of just, you know, our natural ascension, they've been trying to shut down, but it hasn't worked. And this is what's connected to the Venus transits and, you know, the shift. And it's, there's a pentagram that's been drawn in the sky over the course of these transits that astrologers and astronomers have noted actually draw a star, a pentagram in the sky. And so when the feminine energies really rise, it turns the inverted pentagram upright again, which turns the demonic consciousness that's been ruling everything back into unity consciousness. Mm-hmm. And this is where we're headed. Cosmically speaking, we have all the support in the world. The problem is, are we going to block it? It's easy to block all this stuff. And so, you know, I just see, you know, you and others and a lot of us as champions for, you know, the natural Stargate opening and as many as possible being able to ascend. And it doesn't take somebody having to know everything. Sometimes it's just them having, you know, a good heart. Mm-hmm. So
that, you know, that is the bottom line. You know, we, like a lot of the practices that we teach here, are getting out of the mind and getting back into the heart. And your heart is your connector. Your soul sits right next to your heart, and it's connected to the source, you know, whatever you want, name you want to give it. But people have gotten so far out from their own God connection and their hearts and into the mind, and they're just mind controlled by all these frequencies that you're talking about. And they actually, you know, they will take the frequency. They actually get the frequency of a child being tortured and broadcast, you know, that frequency, or frequency of terror or pain or sickness, or, you know, they have even diseases, you know, entrained in these frequencies, and they can broadcast them over the TV, over cell towers, any, you know, wind towers, all these different satellite technologies. They have the ability to do all this. And it's not easy when you're targeted by those guys, because they have satellite technology and they can, you know, hit you when you're sleeping and really throw all kinds of crazy, wild dreams and fears and reality, you know, at you.
But, I know. I definitely had a lifetime of that too. And I had to leave for like 20 years. I couldn't stand what was happening to my physical body. And in order to not really be controlled or feel the pain, I left and I went on this cosmic journey that I wrote a book about. Mm-hmm. And that was the way to make sure that everything that I tried to create was destroyed, so that I would be able to be easily taken to Mars. And this is what we'll be talking about at the Truth event. And I, you know, the folks that were behind it have their hands on artificial telepathy, you know, the psychotronic weapons and all that type of stuff. And I never heard, you know, really any voices or transmissions, but the person who tried to get me to Mars was, who's getting information about how to go. But it wasn't until I broke free of that I was able to actually get back into my physical body. They definitely, I've experienced a bit of that, and I know a lot of people have, varying degrees, of course, But what's great is it definitely didn't work on me, and I'm really trying to help people sort of know how to tell the difference, because I could tell. Some people, they don't know they're being controlled, and
No.
they're fine with it. Like with me, I'm allergic to it, and I rage, and I'm just like, it's just like, you will not, and I stand up against it, and it's ever since I was a kid, and my mom was like, I don't know what to do with her, and it wasn't that I was going crazy, but I was just like, I could tell something was going on when I finally surrendered. And I said, I'm not even going to try and create anything anymore. I want to know what it is. And that's when everything started to unfold. And that's when that happened. And then I was able to get out of it. But,
Well, I've had a lot of that. I do a lot of counseling around that energy, and it's amazing what some, like a lot of the kids now coming in are very awake. You know, they're very sensitive, and they're not buying it, and they're not so easily programmed. And they're coming in, they're going, God, this is a mess. This planet is insane, the way people treat each other and what they do. And they start thinking they're insane and there's something wrong with them. And they get in, some of them get, really sad, or they get enraged about what's going on and things like that. And just having somebody tell them, you're okay, you're really okay, you are seeing things correctly. And they don't have any mirrors or any support system to get behind them. But what I see is happening is this huge soul activation, coming in. And a lot of these kids that are coming in are already activated. And all they need to do is have some kind of unifying force, just tell them you are okay. This planet is messed up, but
Yeah.
you came in to straighten it out,
I see, that's so great, because I do counselings too, and that's really, it's because I remember I didn't have anybody to mirror what I was going through or to say, what you're feeling is right. It, until I, was working or dealing with healers and psychics and clairvoyants that just stumbled upon my path. I didn't even look for it. And I always, just had this strong sense. But I mean, I really allowed myself to fall into some incredible rage and sorrow. I mean, like I was bedridden for a long time. I could not handle it. I could not shut out the sensitivity at all. And it, like, I mean, literally, like, I mean, there's so many times I just, it's just like, it's like I'm going to die. I cannot take it. I cannot take it. It's not, and I wasn't scared of the death. I wasn't suicidal, but it's like, I literally, I can't be here. I just physically cannot be here unless I do something. And that's the doing something is what, saved me. And so, being a counselor like you, it's so wonderful because, to stop them from having years and years of that isolation and pain, just to just say that you're okay and like you're awake and that's what it is, and you're sensitive and you can tell that, these frequencies are wrong, is so encouraging and helpful and really, gives them their confidence back in their own power and their own truth. And so, yeah, I really love doing this work because, I just remember when I was in it and I was writing my book, 'cause that's all I could do. I had validation from spirit guides and, just maybe a clairvoyant or somebody who would come along and just say, no, you're completely sane. Everything's okay. Just hang in there. Don't go to the bar. Stay away from that alcohol now.
Exactly.
'cause I definitely like use that as a way to medicate, but not like in a, in a party kind of way. I was hanging out with the old timers that knew what was going on, even though I was like a teenager. But, yeah, no, it's so huge. It's so huge because I said to myself, if just one person, just in my life could say it was all okay, it would take so much away. Because I believed, I'm either really crazy or this is totally the truth. And at times I was like, I'll vote for crazy because I really do not mind being put away. I'm so done. If maybe that's an easier option because I knew that I was going to take on a lot. And of course that was just me trying to counsel myself and make fun of it, but I didn't want to be put away, but at times it was just like, God, would that be easier than, doing this kind of on my own and having nobody that really understands until boom, here comes Facebook, here comes you, here comes all these others. Like, we've all been doing this, in parallel, like paths, doing the same thing, feeling the same things, And it was just like the biggest relief when I started to just, meet everybody, all of us in the truth movement. It's just like, okay. And then I got grounded, and I was able to make it through another day. And of course, being a single parent of twins, that pushed me into reality pretty quick too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is. It's great that you're out there and being a voice for a lot of these people, and allowing them to see through, the veils and see through this matrix. And I kind of see this whole matrix is coming down. It's being unraveled as we speak, and the higher energies, the higher beings are pressing in on it, and I just see that this whole grid that the tyrants are working under, this grid of secrecy and dishonesty and you know, practicing all these actions which are harmful to humanity, the earth, all this whole grid is going down, and they're not going to be frequency specific to the new earth and where things are going. So, you know, I have a lot of faith. No matter what we do, there's this other force. Like we're the ground crew here, you know, to help anchor it in. But it's going to happen no matter what. It's the force behind this is so huge, it can't be stopped, no matter what kind of toys
Oh,
they
totally.
employ, you know. And it's a matter of, for their own good, they need to get with the program and start diverting their energies and, you know, invest in the awakening and healing process and get with the program if they want to have any kind of a return trip here, because you know they'll never be able to match the frequencies of Earth. They won't be able to reincarnate here. They're finished.
And they're lucky we're so, you know, their forgiveness is a given. And you know, the reason that people aren't out with assassination programs to off people like Bush and Cheney and others is because love doesn't seek revenge, it seeks justice. And that's a totally different thing. And I mean, I tell people too, it's like this is a done deal. I mean, there's no way that this isn't going to succeed. I said the worst case scenario is that they're only delaying the inevitable. And the inevitable is that the lid is going to be blown off this BS, because it is, even in a physical body, the body cannot lie. It cannot live. You know, it has mechanisms, or it'll produce massive symptoms to give the body, you know, the consciousness of that being a wake-up call. It's their choice to either take the route of death and choosing, you know, the wrong way to treat it, or to transform and to learn the wisdom of what the body's trying to say. And each of us has that choice, and we're not stuck because of somebody else's stuckness. As a collective, I don't feel like we're trapped in the collective karma, and we're just simply trying to help clear, you know, others from having to go through these endless loops, you know, with the demonic leadership that claim to be gods.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. I mean, it's really hard to deny that. You know, I think it's so important now that people have to just see beyond the words, you know, beyond all the hype. You know, turn your TV sets off and look at what's manifesting around you. Look at the condition of the planet. Look at all the wars we're engaged in. You know, look at the economy. You know, look at the manufactured lack and the extreme uneven dispersal of wealth that's happening here. And just take it all in. Just step back and look at it. Take it all in. And then do a reality check with brutal honesty and ask yourself, is this the world you signed up for? Is this
Yeah.
the system that you want to support? And you know, is there another system, another way of doing things? And start, you know, pulling out of the program that doesn't support life, that isn't in harmony and balance, that isn't self-sufficient or self-sustaining. You know, start pulling out of that program and that world and start creating a new world, because the world we're in now is totally unsustainable and it's inevitable. It's going to collapse on every level. The program that we're running right now cannot continue. It's totally unsustainable.
Problem is, when the economy collapses, people are going to think that might be the end of New World Order, when really they have these beast computers, these artificial intelligence computers, and they're going to change the whole currency thing into, you know, kind of us being chipped or surveillanced, and having money be something on a card or something that is not done with money. And so people might mistake that for the liberation from the dollar, but it might just be taking a new form. And but that deeper agenda is going to collapse. And the thing is, people have to realize what's unsustainable in the world is one aspect of the world. What's sustainable in the world is Mother Earth and the actual planetary body that can guide us. And so, you know, there might be like this infectious sort of thing, or this awful artificial world that lives on top of the organic one. One just simply has to walk away from that and enter the real one, and it exists on this planet. So, because it is the planet, thank God. And it's just amazing, because humanity is created, you know, because of the off-planet conspiracy or agendas. This whole other thing where we think it's the world and it's not, and that's why it's so unsustainable, because it's not the truth.
Well, you know, I've been getting some messages on high lately, and I know I don't want to give people a false sense of security, because we still need to do our work here on the earth. But you know, I've been being told that the powers that be, you know, I'm calling them the powers at war, you know, they're fast falling in, you know, imploding on themselves, and that on the other levels there's been a major breakthrough, and they've actually given the major control of the planet over to the Pleiadians, who have the highest genetic stock here on the Earth of any other race. But there is a council or a consortium of very advanced beings that are coming to actually reset the planet, the planetary grid, and put it back on track. It was hijacked by these malevolent beings, and they're actually going to come in and reset it and put it back on track. And I'm just seeing with their energies and the frequencies they're bringing to the party that it's just a short period of time now. I would say in the next, months, less than a year, this whole tyranny New World Order program is just going to fold in on itself.
Oh, definitely. I've been getting similar, definitely similar messages. And what's great about, the Pleiadians, the Seven Sisters, it's connected to Hathor and Venus and this, this, and that's definitely connected to the return of, the divine feminine energies, really bringing the right and left brain together, science, spirituality, masculine, feminine, everything. And a healthy organism that's in balance ejects anything of disease, anything of the parasiticness and controls. And that's just the nature. I mean, that's law just on a level of physics and nature. Yeah, so that's awesome. And I also heard, Elenin is actually connected to Attis, that's been helping with the force field of light keep the any more entities from coming in. And yeah, the whole resetting and the inability for time to be restarted or reactivated will really put us in that, just in the true creation, back to the true creation.
I agree. Unfortunately, we're out of time. So, what's the best way people can get, connect with you and get behind some of your work?
Well, the website cosmicgaia2012.com and Facebook. And then, yeah, Facebook will, or excuse me, my website will say, the events, the conferences that are coming up. But on Facebook, I have the Return of the Divine Feminine page. And then my name, Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, is my my main friends page. So
Okay.
that's really the best way. And then for readings and everything, that's all on my website too.
Great. Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's nice to be talking with a kindred spirit, somebody of a like mind. And keep up the great work, and know you've got some major energies behind you on this.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I had the goosebumps the whole time because I totally feel the connection, and thank you for having me. Because it's just the truth of, oh, I'm just so excited. And I can't wait to meet you, and thanks for having me.
All right. All right. Well, take care and keep up the great work.
Okay, you too.
All right, we're out of time, folks. This is James.